Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fourth episode of Street Smarts. I'm Matt Bonavita with my buddy Nick Shelsey.
Howdy.
And of course, we have back with us today our buddy Yakov Leonov. Say hi, Yakov.
Hey.
You got to speak into the mic, Yakov.
Did that work?
It's not really showing up right, but we'll fix it in post-production. Okay.
Post-production. A fancy word for smacking the computer keys and doing stuff I don't understand.
Right. Well,
that's my,
thank God Yakov understands
my input.
So before we get started, and you know, it's kind of interesting because this is our topic today. I just want to let everyone know that we have a Facebook page now, Nick, a Street Smarts Podcast Facebook page.
It's about time.
It's been 2 weeks.
We've been flooded with fan mail, and, you know, we need a page and a soundboard where we could, you know,
yes,
basically have our fans go.
Where people can tell us they love us.
Yes, and express their love, right, and nothing else, or I will find you.
And the first thing I want
to
point out is, so that's at Street Smarts Podcast on Facebook. You can just search that. Facebook.com/StreetSmartsPodcast. And we have a Twitter. Well, I have a Twitter, Street Smart Matt. And I will eventually one day get Nick a Twitter.
I will be. One day I will tweet.
Well, again, considering what our topic is today, which we'll reveal in a moment. Well, you should, if you read this, you know, you hit play on this podcast, you know what the topic is. But the last thing I'm going to do is we're actually putting this together now on March 10th, the evening of March 10th. And for those of you listening in the morning of March 11th, by the time we post this, it is the day of our fundraiser for my students at Midwood High School. Our company, Rhythm in Motion, produces a fundraiser at M15 Lounge. And all of the money we raise goes to send my students to Washington, D.C. It's a $10 entry fee. And then we have a Kyrie Irving autographed jersey that we're raffling off for 10 bucks a chance. We'll also have 50-50s and lots of good times, good music, and alcohol. So if you're around M15 tomorrow, 52 Walker Street in Tribeca, come and join us. So, Nick, I'm just going to tell everybody what our topic is.
Yes.
And our topic today is social media. Oh, excuse me. Is social media a sign of the apocalypse?
Yeah. And I think it is.
So Nick has a lot of emotions about this, but I think that Louis C.K. kind of sums it up real well. And I have a 2-minute clip from a Louis C.K. appearance on Conan that I think totally sums up everything that Nick feels about this.
Louis, I noticed that not too long ago you got a Twitter page, and I've known you for a long time. I didn't know that you were into social media. Are you? Are you that interested in it?
Well, I kind of hate it. I think it's awful. And I have Twitter so that I can just tell people what I'm, you know, what I want them to buy with and give me money. I don't care. People get mad at me because I don't follow anybody. I have zero people that I follow. And people are like, you're arrogant prick. Like, I get really angry.
People get mad at you
for
that.
How dare you not follow? But why do they care? It doesn't, it's like a piece of cake going, come on, man, what, I'm right here, why aren't you eating me? Like, why do they give a shit? I'm sorry I'm on television, but I think you shouldn't just do everything that's available to do isn't a good idea. There's a culture right now that as soon as they, hey, you get to do that, I'm gonna do it! There's no sort of like, maybe that's not, just the constant, nobody takes in life unless it comes through this.
Yes.
Like, whenever I see a televised event that's a huge, like the Olympics opening ceremony or a Times Square at midnight on New Year's Eve, everybody, they see seas of people all looking at it through their phone.
Yeah.
Like, there's explosions and acrobats, but they're looking at it through a little 3-inch screen. Like, I think if Jesus comes back and starts telling everyone everything, it'll just, everybody's just going to be Twittering, and they won't be like, I am Christ and I have returned. Oh my God, Jesus is right in front of me right now. I swear to God. But this is, I'm now going to impart to you, I have a twit pic of Jesus. Oh my God, he's trending. Jesus is trending right now. Okay.
You don't have any idea what he said.
Can you just look at me for a second?
All right. So so what do you think about that, Nick, in terms of how you feel about social media?
I think that's exactly, it sums up basically how I feel about it. And like anything else that begins, you know, it had good intentions, I feel. And I think that Facebook does, if used in the right way, has a lot of good things about it. You know, you could keep in touch with your friends and family who maybe don't live in the same state or country as you, see baby pictures, all these things. It's fantastic.
You could always creep on that girl you always wanted to look at.
Well, that's, I think, one of the downfalls, actually, right, of it. But, you know, like anything else, I think it just now...
At least we know now what Yakov's doing.
Yeah, that's that was informative. But I think like anything else now, it's just blown up into people just being consumed with themselves and now being like they view themselves as reality stars in a way where like they feel that everything that they do is so fucking important. And in reality, nobody gives a shit, I think. I mean,
nobody?
You know,
I mean, when what if you get a bunch of likes?
You know,
I mean,
like, but that's even sadder because if I'm checking into Starbucks and right, people like that, it's sad. It's so sad. Nobody cares.
But how will people know that you're drinking Starbucks?
Exactly. It just, people don't, and I think this is, once again, this is why I like Louis C.K., and I think it's to his point. This is why people don't live in the moment anymore. They want other people, I feel, and this is what bothers me about it. Really, the real thing about it, and I'll stop on my diatribe because there's going to be probably 50 more right after this. But I think the genesis of it is, and what irritates me so much is that people aren't happy unless they're making other people jealous.
Ah, okay.
Like, look, if you went on an awesome vacation, although my personal opinion is, if I'm doing something really cool, I'm not going to take pictures at that exact moment and then upload them because I'm living in the moment. I'm just so amazed at where I am. But if I'm on a beach and I know it's January 3rd uh-huh, and Brooklyn just got pounded with 19 feet of snow and I post a picture of my feet on a beach with the horizon of blue skies and
right,
water and post a picture and say, hashtag, I hate Mondays. I'm a jerk off. Right. I'm a jerk off and I deserve a typhoon to come and sweep me off the beach and drown me. And that would be awesome.
Right. Well, you know, you said that you don't want, now there's two things going on there from your own mouth. One is I don't want to do it because I don't want to come off like a jerk off. But the other thing is, maybe people do, like so you said, your family, your friends, maybe they do want to know how you're, you know, you just went on a honeymoon, so you want to know how your honeymoon was, or, you know, things like that, or how you, if you're having a good time, and that's a way that they can communicate. I know my Aunt Anna constantly checks my Instagram.
Right.
And if I don't post on Instagram for days, I get a text message, is everything okay?
Yeah, no, I get that, and I understand also that just because it's my opinion, obviously, I'm not that type of person, you know, who says, oh, well, I don't agree with it, so everyone's an asshole. Like, right, that's not, but what I'm saying is that I think the intentions behind it are very, they're terrible. I just, for lack of better, it's over. Like, I understand, like, yeah, I went on a beautiful honeymoon. I spent 2 weeks in South Africa, a week in the Maldives. I didn't post one picture because I was too busy just taking it all in now,
or maybe because you don't have Facebook anymore.
Well, that too. Well, right, that's, well, we'll get to that.
Right.
But it was because I was living in the moment. Now, when I came home, I think my wife posted some pictures and everything for people to see when they came home. But my real close friends and family, I showed them the pictures personally. They came over my house. I showed them. You know, I didn't. I just feel that people do it to make other people envious or jealous or want to portray themselves in a certain way. And it's aggravating to me and it's sad. It's sad because you're also friends with these people. You're friends, right, with them for a reason on Facebook because you know them at some point.
Right.
So I don't want to believe that these people are that miserable that they have to post these things to make themselves feel better by making other people be jealous.
Okay. But you don't, So when you talk about, there's different types of social media, and Nick had Facebook for a while. He's deleted it. I don't think you ever had Instagram, right?
No, I never was on the gram. No.
And you were never. You definitely.
Wait, Nick, did you ever have a MySpace?
Oh no. I'm the guy
you barely
who
had
got
a cell phone.
Yeah, I'm the guy who got a cell phone at 23 years old because my mother bought it for me for Christmas and was like, "It's time."
Right.
That's the guy I am.
Well, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. I know you don't have Snapchat. I know you probably don't even know what the hell Snapchat is.
No, that is that when like you take little videos of yourself and then send it.
Or pictures.
Yeah, how fucking obnoxious. I mean, really.
Well, let's be honest. Snapchat started so girls or guys can send naked pictures and then they disappear because they only stay for like 10 seconds.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then they disappear. But now it's kind of taken on a life of its own.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. And Twitter has really kind of gone the way of like only celebrities use Twitter. Nobody gives a crap what I tweet because, you know, I have like 200 followers.
Right.
So, you know, but everybody follows Kim Kardashian and she takes off her clothes the other day and, you know, everybody has something to say about it and everybody retweets it and on and on and on. So Twitter's more for famous people. So there's different types of social media and I know you don't have any idea what Snapchat is. So let me roll you down this hill. What is the thing that annoys you most? Because you just went into the whole thing. What if you picked one thing that you're like, well, this annoys me the most?
It's an overall mentality. I think it's a self-absorbed, it's a look at me mentality, you know. And there's so many things, like it's just an attention grab, like the, oh, happy birthday in heaven, Nona. You would have been 117 today.
One like equals one prayer.
I mean, are you fucking kidding me? Nobody lives to 117 unless you're the Highlander and somebody's coming and cutting your fucking head off. It's like so unrealistic. But people do it. And then you have people, why do they do it? Because then you have people going, oh man, bummer, emoji, unhappy face. Like it's such bullshit. You don't give a fuck about your grandmother. You just are looking for people. You're looking for attention.
Right.
That's all it is.
So
and
it's
that's
the me. But you know, they call this generation of kids, I guess it would be Jakob's generation, the me generation.
Right? Yeah, well, that's all bullshit. I don't like to encapsulate a whole fucking generation.
No,
on
but I would say that my to what you just said.
I'm dropping a lot of F-bombs. This really bothers me. I'm sorry out there, everybody.
Yes,
I got a potty mouth. I'm going to put a couple of dollars in the swear jar.
It does say explicit on it when they download it, so it's all right.
Thank goodness. Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Oh, boy.
But you were just saying that I want to say this correctly because I can already hear and feel the hatred coming through from people after they listen to this, because as much as I'm big into social media, I also understand where you're coming from. And I would say that it's not even that generation. Every time a kid, they talk about young kids, oh, these kids always taking pictures. I'm like, yeah, but I see adults who care about things on social media or who put things on social media that adults should not be putting on social media.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, your example of Nona would have been 117 today. There's definitely a look at me part of it. But do you also think it's maybe cathartic or therapeutic for some people?
No, absolutely not. I don't see how it could be cathartic or therapeutic if you never knew somebody and they would have been 900 years old. I don't see the grief or the grief process. I don't see how it could absolutely be
cathartic. Well, not that particular situation, but do you think that some people can use it in a positive way where I'll give you an example.
No, I don't. No, absolutely not. Okay. Because I think if you have those emotions, you share them with the people around you in person to their face. I don't know. Maybe call me old fashioned. That's how I feel. I mean, you know, I think like once again, like anything else, I think there's a lot of awesome things that could come of it. You know, like I would use it. I'd be like, oh, you know, anyone know a good electrician or, oh, you know, anyone know a good book? Or something like that. Or like I say, keeping up with people who you don't.
There's for book, there's Facebook.
Right. You know, people you don't ordinarily see all the time, their kids and everything else. It's fantastic. But oh my God.
Well, let me get in here. I will give you an instance from my life that I found it helpful outside of the normal things, promoting our business, promoting this podcast. That's all good stuff too. But when my parents were sick, just for those of you who don't know, my parents passed away. My mom passed in 2009. My dad passed in 2011. And my mom had Alzheimer's. So when I was going through this thing, especially when my dad was in rehab, it was easier for me to go on social media and say, if anybody has time to go by Seaview Nursing Home or whatever, then it would be, cause, and then to call or text, you know, 50 people or 100 people. Okay. So, so that for me worked out real well. Also, you know, getting basic information across, you know, to a wide group of people.
Yeah.
That's another good way to do it. But I can obviously see the dangers of it, or the, not the dangers per se, but the why it would become addictive, or, you know, why people, you know, I'm trying to be diplomatic.
No, I see that. No, I understand it can be very useful, but then people, like anything else, anything that's good, use it as a platform to just promote themselves. It in a nonsensical
way. But you see, when you're promoting
it's an
something,
attention grab.
But you see, when you're promoting something positive, right? You're promoting, I don't know, even if it's your business or even if it's your wedding or things like that. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the opposite, like sharing your problems. That gets on my nerves.
Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. The
political reasons get on my nerves.
Yeah, I know. Oh, we're not even going to get into that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but like, yeah, I understand. I mean, although the motivational freaking, I mean, if you're waking up in the morning and are like, you know,
I need to go,
I don't
on
feel like going to the gym, and then you go on Facebook and you're like, you know something, holy shit, I just saw a picture of a mountain that says reach the heights of Everest, and I'm that's it, that's my day, I'm gonna go work out and be amazing. That is absurd. But yeah, I see your point. Like, I would post funny videos and stuff just for people maybe having a hard day, and I wanted to share it with them. Maybe it would make them laugh, and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, so I get that. You know.
And it's also good, you know, because you can, and I guess, what do you think, Yaakov? Would you classify YouTube as social media?
Well, right now, yeah, absolutely. Like, with all everyone's, like, vlogs and their video logs and everything, they're just logging
in. That's obnoxious.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. That's, any idea what that is?
Well, you God. Go and you basically go on and make a diary of your thoughts or whatever. But you post it. You don't make it like The Martian, you know, where he's just talking to a database that holds it, and that one day maybe they're going to use for something. You're doing it on YouTube so everyone can see it, like as if somebody's going to watch that nonsense.
I wonder what the end game is. Like, what's the end game where you could
money
shoot? No. But not only that, like where you could shoot a hologram maybe of yourself into somebody's house. Like, so like I'm taking a dump and like you could shoot yourself and be like, hey, what are you doing? Like, and just dance in front of me. Like, what, how much more obnoxious can it get? Like, what's the point where like it just stops? It drives me. Yeah, people, my favorite also is the ambiguous, the morbid ambiguous. Life is so difficult. I just can't take it anymore. Dot, dot, dot.
Right.
And then everybody's like, oh my God, what happened? Are you okay? Are you going to kill yourself? Do you need help? Should I call the police? It's like, really? Seriously?
And but have
like,
you ever?
No, okay, I stubbed my toe or I lost my car keys.
All right. And I say this all the time to my students. I say this to my friends. Thank God there was no social media when I was 18. Because every time a girl didn't like me, I would have been like, oh, they always say that they want good guys. They're going to get the good guys.
Right.
blah, 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 blah. I definitely would have been some emo bitch. Without a doubt. God. And I'm not proud to say it, but I know I could see myself doing that. But, you know, so you, I also have to, again, I think a lot of it for me comes down to, I expect having a lot of former students, I have a lot of young kids that I'll follow on social media. And I get that why they would act a certain way. I can't deal with it with adults.
Well, that's why I got off Facebook, because I found myself
hating people.
The people that I love in reality,
right,
I wanted to beat to death in the virtual world of Facebook and, yep, social media, because I'm like, I can't believe this wonderful human being is so obnoxious and annoying. I don't care if you went to the gym. I don't care if you got a cup of coffee. I don't care how bad your commute was. I don't care how funny you
The best
you
is
are.
When, you know, it's cold.
Oh, my God.
Or it's snowing.
Yeah.
Or it's raining.
Or how smart you think your kids are. Or, you know, I mean, I don't care. And it's just so obnoxious. It's so obnoxious. And people don't give a shit. They just post every thought that comes into their brain.
Well, and again, I think I'm more understanding. I think it's part of the teacher part of me, why I have a lot of patience for the kids. But when we're DJing and we have adults who are assholes, I have a much shorter fuse. And I don't, when by fuse, I don't mean I don't ever curse at our clients or whatever. But emotionally, I get upset, and because I'm like, you're an adult. You shouldn't. Recently, I was doing a wedding, and James and I were doing a wedding, and I was DJing, and this is the best, and you both appreciate this. It's rocking, and you know, white people rocking at a wedding on a Saturday night. It's a tenuous situation. You got to make sure you're on point, right? You don't want to, you know, mess this up. Everything's going well, and this guy, my head's into the computer, my hands are on the turntables, and he leans over the front of the facade to tell me his request. So I shook my hand at him and I pointed at James.
Right.
So the guy walks over, talks to James. Fast forward 20 minutes, we're sitting down eating, and a couple paid for us to eat, so we're sitting down eating. Guy walks over, introduces himself to me. I said, "How you doing?" He goes, "Let me ask you a question." He goes, "You must meet a lot of assholes doing this, right?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "So wouldn't you be used to somebody asking you for a request?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm used to it, but I was in the middle of something." He goes, "Well, you should just be used to it. Why would you
See,
treat me that way?"
That's the mentality.
I'm like, "What are you talking?" And this is an adult.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm like, "Why would I treat you that way? You're leaning over as I am doing my job." I said, "You see there's other staff around. You could just talk to them, but you needed me to get your request immediately." And he said, "Well, you know, you have to be used to this. You have to." I said, "But that does that excuse it?"
Yeah.
So we eventually got to an agreement where I said, "You know," he goes, "Well, you could have been nicer." I said, "You know what? In a perfect world, I could have been nicer.
But you could not have been an asshole."
Right. I said, "But you could have handled it differently." He goes, yeah. And we shook hands and he walked away. But the fact that even happened had me angry for the rest of the night. And meanwhile, I deal with kids who tried to choke me. I deal with kids like, "Go fuck yourself, Bonavita," is like good morning to me. And it doesn't upset me.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they're kids. But when adults do it, and I feel the same way with social media.
I think though that's the point. I think that social media, unfortunately, was meant for a really good thing, and it is a good thing, but it's cultivating a society of people that feel that they're really important and everything they say is really important, and they got to get it out there because they have friends that they think are like their quote unquote follower friends that are waiting, sitting by the phone or whatever they're on device they're using to be on whatever, you know, social media platform, waiting to hear what they say or what they do. And they're just involved in their own cocoon. And I see it. You want to talk about work? I see it on the fire truck. We're responding to alarms. I mean, you couldn't get louder. We're a big red truck with sirens and air horns and lights. And we're flying, you know, and people see us and they walk across the street against the light and just look at us like, "Hey, man, I'm walking here. I don't know what to tell you." People don't care. They don't care.
But you don't think that's just humans being humans? You think they cared in the 1970s? Like, you know, when they didn't have social media, it was just something else that they were distracted
by.
No,
I think it's gotten... I can't speak for the 1970s. Right. I was born in 1980. I mean, I would have to go home to my time machine and jump in it. I'll get back to you on that.
Right.
But, I mean, all I could speak for is what I've seen as from
the DeLorean,
a kid.
Right?
From a kid. Well, you know, it's an SUV type DeLorean hybrid. But my point is that all I've seen is from when I was younger until now, and it's different to me. I'm not saying, once again, let me clarify, I'm not saying everybody's bad and everybody's an asshole who's on Facebook, but the majority of people are assholes on so you are, and let me, all the people who are listening to this who are my friends who are saying, "He's not talking about me," I probably am talking about you. It's you. If you're checking into everything, if you're sitting next to your husband and it's his birthday and you're saying what a great husband or wife you have,
why don't you tell
your
wife,
tell him. Turn around. You know your hips, your thighs are rubbing together. You're watching the same television show. Don't fucking write it. I don't care. And if she's so great, let her know. And she probably knows anyway, so who gives a shit? You don't have to tell everybody. Stupid ass.
Right. Okay. So let me take, you know, we're supposed to be opposite on this because I disagree with you on a lot.
Well, we are opposite on this because you do a lot of, you'll take 98 selfies and check into the airport.
No, I
and
don't.
Say leaving on a jet plane. I think you're fucking clever.
I check
and say,
into
well,
the
it's
airport.
For rhythm and motion. And it's
That's
not
right. Yes, it is.
Because you're going on a fucking
yes,
vacation.
It is. Yes, it is.
Nobody gives a shit that you're going on a vacation. It's not checking, for the DJ company. Right. You're not going on a vacation to DJ a wedding. You're going on a vacation to take the sun and hang out.
Right.
So that's ridiculous.
And what if I'm going to see my nephews? Is that?
That's how is that anything to do with the DJ? Are you DJing a party for your nephews?
Maybe.
But you're not.
Right.
Well, that's what this podcast is for, to give them the riches.
The way the the amount.
Not their uber successful father. Who...
Wait, Nick, is this turning into an intervention for Matt?
No, it's not an intervention for me.
I think it should. You might be onto something.
You're full of it. Now let me... I will tell you that our company has done way better since the advent of social media. I will tell you that there is no way we could run that fundraiser tomorrow at M1552 Walker Street between Broadway and Church.
Hashtag rhythm and motion fundraiser.
Hashtag dollars for DC. Okay. If there's no way we could run that fundraiser without social media.
Absolutely.
So there's that. The company has done better since the advent of social media. And,
of course.
And I promise you, I make you this promise, the day after we sell Rhythm in Motion, I will have like 15 friends on Facebook.
I'm not judging you for having a trillion friends and everything. I'm judging you for like checking into ridiculous places and 80 selfies that have
ridiculous.
Nothing to do with the business and saying it's for the business.
It's all for the business.
Keep telling yourself that. Right. Look, you can hear
it's
him
all for
brainwashing
the
himself.
All right. It's all for the kids and it's all for the business.
Good enough. I'm smart enough. Gosh darn it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. See, I don't mind.
I'm
selfie.
At
He's
the
DJing.
Hill,
He's
and I'm
DJing.
Saying come by at the
I
hill
do not,
and
that
hang
is,
out.
That is an appropriate use of social media.
Right.
I agree with that picture.
Right.
I don't
wait
agree
a minute,
with the...
Wait a minute.
Ciao Italiano.
Hold
and there's the
second.
Coliseum
wait
and he's
minute,
on vacation.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Is this motherfucker, this kid, is going to talk about inappropriate use of social media? You, because you and Alex were up in the same hemisphere.
But he plays, he's young.
He just takes
I
pictures of shit
yeah,
and throws it up that have nothing to do with anything.
I can't, but he's young.
So what are you talking about? I have a picture of my mom right Yakov's, here.
Right, that's from yesterday.
Yakov's like 11 years younger than me. I can't judge him. That,
right.
I mean,
right.
we're a different breed. So Yakov, to me, gets a pass.
Right.
You know better.
Right. Well, he
no offense,
he
Yakov,
has no right. Yeah. He has no right. You want to talk about pot calling the kettle black? Give me a break.
But he's in
oh,
that.
He's young.
I mean, he's.
Shut up.
This is. He was raised. The internet gave birth to him, literally.
Yeah.
I bet AOL just said, hey, it's a boy, and threw him to his mother, and she said, fantastic.
You've got mail.
Right? Yes. It's a boy.
Okay. To defend, I was asked recently in a hard hitting expose in the Midwood school paper about social media and. You know, they were asking me because I'm old, so they figured my thing was going to be, well, you know. I just think it's the next evolution of things because you can see, I can see this bitching that we're having.
Oh,
I can
Matt,
see.
You it, remember RCS?
If we what's RCS?
Relay chat system.
I have no idea what the fuck that means. Is that?
You're older than me and you don't know?
No, I don't. I know that there were party line chat phones when I was a kid. There was, but I'm saying I can see my parents having this same conversation about television. Or telephones.
Oh, 100%.
Telephones. Oh, these kids on the fucking phone. You know what I used to do? I used to talk to people.
Yeah.
I can see that same conversation. I just think this is the next evolution of us bitching because we're older, so we have to find fucking problems with everything.
But I just, anything that portrays people I care about and are awesome in a light where I want to strangle them, I can't, it can't be good. It can't be good.
But you know,
it is good in certain ways. I will admit that I'm not like a curmudgeon who's like against technology. You know, I understand I have personal views and beliefs that maybe don't mesh with whatever goes on. But I just the incessant whining and obsession with, I just, and once again, it just bothers me because I feel that it comes from a place that's really not good.
It's because you're old.
It comes from an old place in my old body that just feels that
old balls.
People are doing this to for the only reason, because why else would you, hey, here's my brand new car, hey, here, it's like, do you take a picture of the shitty car and say, oh, shitty car, or do you take a picture of your paycheck when it sucks ass and say, hey, I'm broke,
but you know,
as shit.
See, I disagree, because I think that that's, I'd rather have somebody do, hey, you're, you know, my new car. Hey, I have no problem being happy for somebody and their happiness. I do have a problem with you bitching and complaining, saying, oh, my job sucks, oh, my life sucks, oh, this sucks, oh, that sucks. That annoys me more than somebody going, hey, I'm at the beach.
That is true. But sometimes, like, we have a friend who will remain nameless, who will incessantly bitch about his commute. And I gotta say, I do sometimes appreciate the honesty, and maybe because it's him, and
he's,
I love
be
him
listening to this,
and I know his personality, and he's so awesome, and I just could hear him saying it. I miss that about Faye. I will say that, like, I will die laughing picturing him sitting on the express bus or whatever it is. I do, because he's so honest, and he's not just going to say, and he does have a beautiful family, beautiful kids, and he posts that, but he will say, yeah, this does suck in my life, and here it is, and it does kind of amuse me, I got to say, it does.
Right, so are you shitting on him or saying
no, I'm giving him actually,
because it sounded like, I mean, I'm
giving him a social media high five.
You know who you are, this person listening,
amazing,
and I'm not talking shit about
friend
him at all.
For life.
Just remember that, okay? I'm the good friend in this scenario.
I'm giving him the ultimate praise, right. I think. He's the one person who can bitch on social media, and well, when I was on it, and laugh and be like, wow, I love it. Right. It's so honest.
But I get annoyed at, look, when your shit is bad, keep it to yourself, or speak to the people around you that love you, that will help you make it better.
Okay? Right.
When it's good, you say it's bragging. I don't necessarily consider it bragging.
Well, it's,
I think,
context.
It's positivity. And here's another thing I'll tell you. One of the best things every year, one of my favorite things of social media, and this is the teacher aspect of me, is seeing my kids graduate from college and grad school and PhD programs. I get to see it because of social media, and obviously I wouldn't otherwise know that. I could assume they want all to graduate college. Then a lot of times, former clients, ones who get married, have children, things like that, and I would never be a part of that. So I'm not saying I feel like a part of their family, but it's also nice to know that people are doing well, and it makes me happy
100%.
To know that stuff.
And that would be a good use of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for me, I see all my peers where they are at right now, and then I always reconnect with them.
Right.
I won't.
I think that's a good use of it. Seeing the birth. My wife is Australian and Italian. She's got family in Australia. When we went out there, we met them, and they're having kids. And I hate that I'm not on Facebook, but at least she was on it. Then she was off it. Now she's back on it. At least I get to see the pictures of the kids. They're beautiful kids. They're awesome people. I don't get to see these people and communicate with them all the time. You know, and that's one thing I miss about it. Genuinely, nothing is 100% bad. You know, well, most things. But, you know, I just, I guess, oh, you had to go
100%
there. I guess what I'm trying to say is, if I feel it's coming from a place that's not genuine, it drives me insane. Like if you're genuinely happy about something, great, the birth of a child, everything else, but don't get up there and put it under the guise of something else. Like, like I said, you're on vacation and you're trying to, oh, life is hard, and you're on a yacht.
No, it's,
or,
and it's a douche.
Oh,
thing.
The struggle is real, and you take a picture of your new Mercedes. You're a jerk. You're a jerk off. You're a jerk off. And the only,
so many fucking,
the
subscribers
only
right
reason,
now. We had five.
The only reason you're doing it is to just piss people off and make them jealous. And if that fulfills you as a person, that is sad.
All right. Well, I disagree.
Sad.
I don't think that necessarily people are doing that.
I think
as a reason
to make
people jealous.
You smell it.
You smell it.
You could pick it up.
You
people
smell
take
it
pictures of their
off
food.
The computer. That, all right. Now you got me.
Oh my God.
Now you got me. Unless you're a fucking chef.
Ugh.
You should not. I don't want to see you.
Look at
food.
What my husband made me. Oh my God.
That in the gym annoy me because you have to eat every day. And most people work out most you know, four times a week, something like that. So that those are like
most people like saying, do not work out four times a week. I'm sorry,
but they're supposed to. So it, to me, it's like breathing, right? You're not going to be like, hey, I breathed all day in and out. Good for me,
right?
You know,
checking
I'm
in, checking
I'm actually
in.
Going to tweet that right now.
Checking into places is so obnoxious. Even I would say checking into an airport.
Oh my God!
And then using leaving on a jet plane.
Go
it's not
yourself.
Clever.
It's
if
very
you used
clever.
A song maybe by Jefferson right. Airplane, right. maybe exactly. it was the right. undertones of clever.
Right?
Because there's airplane in the
you know,
title.
No, somebody
of
hasn't
the,
been on
the
fucking
the
Facebook for a while. You got a lot to say.
Oh God!
It's all good.
God.
All right. Well, I'm gonna give another perspective on social media from one of our other favorite comedians, Lewis Black.
And if you're Twittering, fuck you. Where do you get the massive ego to think that anybody gives a shit what you're doing? Where the fuck do you even get that much interest in your own fucking life? When I'm buying shoes, I don't go, oh, I am buying shoes. I must tell the world. What the fuck? What level of goddamn insanity are you at?
That pretty much goes to what you exactly you just said, Nick, about... you know, him saying, you know, you check in, right? Who gives a shit? It's just your massive ego saying, I'm here, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, I don't know. I never posted really any pictures on vacation or anything until I got back. And if I did, and I don't know, I just feel like it's just all, it's a self-absorbed mentality. And I feel it's permeating throughout society, and you could see it. People just did this on their phones constantly. And I know people are going to say, well, you know, people, if there wasn't phones, they were reading newspapers constantly. People weren't walking around with a newspaper wrapped around their fucking head crossing the street. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. People put the phone down. There's certain times, whenever you're driving on the highway or whenever, guaranteed, if somebody's driving erratically or like an asshole and you pass them, their head is in their crotch because they're looking at their phone. It's ridiculous. Can't be on the internet for not more than like 30 seconds a day. You have to every minute of every hour post every thought. There's no private moments.
This
hashtag
was...
taking a dump. I don't understand. What? There's no privacy. You don't have private moments that you want to share with your family and just, or yourself.
Right. Right. But do you think, now that's the final question, because I think this has been very therapeutic for Nick. What do you think, Yakov?
Nick, I think you need to see a psychiatrist.
I'm good. I'm actually good. That's why I'm good.
He has the mic to vent.
I'm really...
And people are listening to this shit
good.
Right now.
I hope people are taking this in and being like, holy shit.
Way cheaper than a psychiatrist.
I'm that asshole, and I need to stop being that way. Because I never realized how many people might hate me.
Or they're going to be pissed at you next time you see them. They're like, oh, fucking Nick, because he nailed it.
Well, I got to say, if they are pissed at me, just know, you know, if, with all sincerity, you're wrong. You're wrong, and I'm right. So let's save ourselves that confrontation and argument.
Okay. So is it, my last question here to wrap this up, because we're already 40 minutes into this diatribe.
It could be 50 hours if we kept this going.
My last question is there any hope for humanity now that we've invented social media, or is it going to be a continual slide down?
I don't want to be overly pessimistic, but no. I can only see this getting worse. This isn't a slippery slope. This is a precipice of death plunging us okay. towards Hades. It's okay. just not... good.
So Mark Zuckerberg is the devil.
Everything. No. I think society, just like anything else, they'll take it and they'll run with it. And more things are going to just come out with smart, intelligent people creating more and more platforms for people to express themselves. And like I said, it's going to get to the point where, you know, it's like anything else where it just becomes more and more obnoxious. Hopefully there's a tipping point and it stops, but I doubt it.
You think we'll maybe like figure it out or figure out a happy place? Like most of us?
No. I think it's just gonna, because as long as it makes money, And as long as it produces money for whoever, it's going to keep growing. So, and once again, it can be used for good. It is used for good. I've used it for good. It's amazing. But, oh, man, I don't see any hope for us.
Okay. All right, well.
We are the Death Star about to explode. On so many levels, that's funny.
Okay.
That may segue into another podcast.
Yes, and that will probably be the topic.
Hashtag stay tuned.
For our next podcast. Okay, so let's just get some housekeeping out of the way. Number one, if you're listening to this prior to tomorrow evening at 5 p.m., you could come down, hang out with us at M15. Nick will be there signing autographs all night. I will be there all night. $10 to get in. Every single nickel we raise, we don't even accept a fee to DJ or anything like that. Everything that the company makes, anything that comes in the door, goes straight to the kids. Nobody gets paid. Nobody. So it's 100%. Everything you give us goes to the kids. My brother, Anthony, donated a Kyrie Irving jersey. So we're going to raffle that, see what we can get.
Yeah, God bless him. I mean, God, how many things has he contributed?
Yeah. Last year, he gave us a Kevin Love ball and a Sean Marion jersey, and we raised over $700 just from that and the raffles. We do have gift certificates from the prawn shop, from an old student of mine who runs the prawn shop down in Williamsburg.
Oh, yeah, that's a good spot.
His name is Evan Franca. So, Evan, thank you so much. I know I'll see you tomorrow. If you want to give us money, I will gladly take your money. Please feel free to reach out to me, streetsmartspodcast@gmail.com, and I will take your money. I do not have a link up, but you can always PayPal me or Chase QuickPay me, and all of the money goes to the kids, like I said.
We take PayPal, Venmo, Chase QuickPay, anything.
Right. Yeah, anything. And you're like, well, you know, I don't want to be cheap. Nothing is too cheap. I'll take $5. I'll take $10. It doesn't matter. Everything goes to the kids, so thank you.
Yes, just keep in mind, you know, the old saying goes way back. PayPal's king. PayPal is king.
PayPal. Or Chase QuickPay. That's always good, too.
Whatever thing. Yeah. Whatever thing that was around in the 20s when that saying came out.
Right. It's been around for a long time. Now, the final thing I'm going to say, again, we have ironically, a brand new Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartspodcast. So please don't, you know, if you're going to be an asshole anyway, at least be an asshole and like our page.
But that's fine, because that's what it's there for. Right. So I don't mind that. Right. And there will be no complaining coming from that podcast or dead birthdays for people who should be dead because they're 200 years old.
Wait, are people allowed to shitpost on that or no?
Absolutely.
They can post shit on that.
This
yeah.
is a free Absolutely. Country, my
unless
friend.
Unless it's bad, then I'm going to delete it. So, you know, that's how it
it's
goes.
It's a free country unless it's negative.
It's negative, keep it to yourself. God. Other than that, you know, I can already hear some of the negatives like in my head. I know, Nick, that our accents are ridiculous. And if you're not from New York and you hear us talk, that's people are just like, oh, my God.
I don't give a shit.
At least we're not from Boston.
We're born. Yeah, and all you ignorant people who get Boston and New York accents confused. When you come up to a New Yorker and say, oh, you from Boston, you have exposed yourself as the dumbest person who does not pick up an accent on earth. And I'm putting it mildly.
Yeah, the only thing worse than Boston accents, it's neck and neck. It's Chicago and Boston. And, you know, New York's in there, but we're classy, so we'll take it.
But you know what? I mean,
we're prisoners of it.
At least we're owning our accents.
That's right.
You know, people who try and change it and then they sound weird and pronounce things weird, like they say water.
Right.
And that you've known them a long time. It's just weird. It doesn't sound right.
This is a shit on Matt.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm going to rename this podcast Shit on Matt Podcast.
Okay. I was pooping on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap this up. Once again, streetsmartspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to reach out to us, come down tomorrow night. If you're not doing anything, thank you so much. And tell people about us. Say goodbye, Nick.
Vaya con Dios, everyone.
Take care.
You let some people